We're on. How exciting is that?
Already?
Already. Yeah, it's really quick this time. So this boo is for all of you, but it is mainly for Alabama Shannon or Shannon Marie or Shannon D10. Just in case, Shannon Marie, you forgot who you were.
Hi, Shannon. That's a great name.
Oh, boy. And where my timeline is inundated with Shannons, and I love it. So I love all the Shannons in my life. And most of the Shannons I've actually gotten hugs from. So, like, in real life. Oh, I'm getting a hug now. Hello, you snuggly wumpus. For any creepy blind men that are listening to that, just go away.
It's a side hug.
Yes. It's a side
hug. Not my best effort.
No. Saving the best for later. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to our bedtime boo.
Oh,
so last night, actually on Twitter, I saw that one of the romance authors posted a YouTube video, and it was called Bedtime Reviews, and it was great. It was called Bedtime Reviews, and I watched the video, and she was just talking about the books that were like on her nightstand. It was Christine Diego. And she actually has a very attractive voice, and I'm not being pervy. I'm just being complimentary. So Shannon and I had a fabulous dinner at
Zippy's.
Do you know they're on Twitter?
I did not know that. Did they tweet you?
No, but I was looking on their website, which you should go to.
I did not have their website to see that they have a Twitter.
They do. They have a Twitter and a Facebook. I don't know what their Twitter is. It's probably Zippy Giant Burgers. But, Shannon, what did you have at Zippy's?
I had a giant burger. Well, I did not have a giant burger. The giant burger that Mika had. She had a gianter burger than mine.
A gianter.
A more giant.
This is your English education at work, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a college degree for this. But it was a hamburger with bacon and raw onions and lettuce, tomato, pickles.
Nom.
And I had fries and a milkshake.
Nom. A malt.
A malt.
It's not a milkshake. It's a malt.
Deliciousness, and I'm like still.
Still food coma.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
About 3 a.m, I'm going to really be regretting my life choices, but, you know.
But now, I'm kind of sitting on cloud nine.
Yeah.
And then I had the Royale Burger, because I am a queen. Okay. That was actually the truth. I was starvacious, and I had a, I'm never allowed to talk about people talking about inane stuff on Audioboo again. I've just realized. So, I had a delicious, it was the Royale, and it was like a double burger, and it had melty cheese and stuff. Lettuce, grilled onions, bacon. It was delicious.
Did they put mushrooms on it?
Oh, they did put mushrooms on there for me.
I thought they did.
And the only problem was that the bottom of the bread like kind of got soaked through. And so it looked like every time I took a bite, it got all over my hands and all over, like, me, and it was just...
Luckily, they had, like, a million napkins.
Yes, they sure did. And
I like going there because that was the place that where one time I left my wallet at home, and I did not realize that until I walked in the door, and they, like, went ahead and let me have my food anyway.
Oh,
So they have made me feel like a douchebag, but they're always super nice to me.
They are really wonderful. And Zippy's is in White Center. Yeah. So
it's Zach. If you're listening to this, boo, that's where I would have taken you.
Yes.
But had we been able to get together, I was just thinking that, like, and then I had to cancel on you. But Zippy's is awesome.
It is wonderful. So the next time that you're in Seattle, you
go
must come.
Yeah. We'll go to Zippy's.
Yes. Time remaining. 5 minutes and 19 seconds.
Oh, we have a lot of time.
I know. We can just... Okay, so the next order of business is that we were looking through, like, musicals and things, and I was thinking about doing a show, a song for the WCB talent show because I figured that the song would fit my voice. Well, the good news is the song does fit my voice, but I did not quite realize how risque the lyrics actually were. Things like...
The song, by the way, is When You're Good to Mama from Chicago.
And how does that nasty little verse go?
There's like one stanza that goes, if you want my gravy, pepper my ragu.
I can't even with that. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragu, you be good to mama. Mama's good to you. What? And then there's, toward the end, it says, when you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. Well, I did not realize what a dirty song this was. And again, that is because, well.
Because I'm a helpful, I'm a helper.
It's because you're a perv.
Yes.
Keeping it real. So, and then I was talking to Shannon about, talk about misheard lyrics. Like, I used to think that the song Hang On Sloopy was Hang On Stupid.
That's okay. I thought it was Hang On Snoopy.
So.
Charlie Brown, he's coming.
It's just, you know. And then I was talking about songs from the 50s because we've been listening to Spotify and the playlists and how, like, the tragedy songs, they sound so happy. Like, they are just like, you know, and then he stuck his head in a blender. And then there was blood all on the floor.
Drip, drip, drip.
And then... there came September.
Purr, purr, purr.
My other man went off to war.
Bang, bang, bang.
You could have been, like, whoever that group was that sang those terrible songs. But I was listening to it the other day, and it was Teen Angel.
Oh, God.
And that song is, like, the most schmaltzy, cheesy... And then the best part was I was talking back to it when they were singing the song, and he's like, "I wonder if you'll still love me." And I was like, "No, because she's dead." And
tell Laura, I loved her.
Still dead. Still dead.
Spoiler alert: the Teen Angel dies.
No.
So does the leader of the pack, and so does Laura, or maybe. No, not Laura. The guy that Laura loves.
You're mean. She's mean.
I am mean.
So
were the 50s.
Yes. The 50s were kind of harsh. Not that either of us were an itch in our parents' pants, but...
Our parents were barely an itch in...
And we should probably get off this topic now. Yeah. So... This is why we don't do very many audioboos. I need to know who the people are that are pre-ordering their iPhones on Audioboo. Like, are they actually going through the process of doing it, and do they have Audioboo Plus? Because the last time when I went to upgrade my phone, it took like an hour and a half. So I just need to know.
And how do they have that kind of, like, if they're just buying a phone, how do they have that kind of money? Like, doesn't a new one cost like $950 or some ridiculous shit like that?
Well, can't you... pre-order under contract, though, and pay the contract.
For some reason, I thought that, like, they weren't doing that anymore, but I don't know.
Well, Twitter, you know the answer to this burning question.
That I don't really care about, that, honestly.
So, I had a great time with Shannon.
I had a great time with you, too, Mika.
And tomorrow is my interview. Woo! So, we're going to send...
Job.
I hope so. So, we're going to send this boo, but... Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We hope that you've enjoyed our bedtime boo.